A World in Platinum, The Anderson-Genev Communication 45 and the Art of the Worldtimer by Nina Scully. Remember when travel actually felt like an adventure? Today, instant texts and video calls make the whole world feel tiny. We seem to have completely lost the romance of distance. But not so long ago, crossing the globe took real effort. An eye on the map. Globetrotters had a genuine appreciation for the time zones dividing us, and to mark that, they'd wear a highly respectable travel watch on their wrist. It's one reason why watchmakers built the Worldtimer. Born in the golden age of aviation, this incredible mechanical complication became the ultimate tool for the first wave of international jet setters. Rather than just tracking the passing hours, it served as a beautiful, physical bridge between faraway places. Today, while modern technology renders such mechanical calculations practically obsolete, the emotional resonance of a well-executed Worldtimer has only intensified. Rather than becoming a standalone navigational instrument, travel watches have become a deeply romantic expression of horological artistry, which brings me to the work of Anderson-Genev. After mastering his craft at Patek Philippe, where he worked closely with Louis Cottier's famed Worldtime legacy, Sven Anderson struck out on his own and opened his workshop in 1980. Over the last few decades, his Geneva atelier has become hallowed ground for Worldtimer enthusiasts. And while mass production has certainly taken over many corners of the modern watch industry, this manufacturer keeps the horological flame burning. Following the rapturous reception of the Yellow-Gold Communication 45, unveiled in 2025 to commemorate 45 years of the brand's independence, the atelier has returned with the 2026 Anderson-Genev Communication 45 Platinum Watch. It's an amalgamation of old-world habillage and precious metallurgy, since its exterior is clothed in the noblest of white metals and adorned with a sumptuous 21CT blue-gold dial, tracing the horological lineage. Before we delve into the details, a look back to the genesis of the modern Anderson-Genev Worldtimer. In 1990, spurred by a devoted community of Italian horophiles, Sven Anderson introduced the Communication 24, the very first classical, Cottier-style Worldtimer to appear on the watch market in a generation. Crafted in collaboration with the legendary casemaker Jean-Pierre Hagman, this piece championed an ultra-slim architecture. The Communication 45 Platinum is the direct successor to that 1990 marvel, distilling the original's vintage essence while showcasing four decades of accumulated expertise. Sculptural lugs and platinum proportions. Unlike countless contemporary timepieces that inflate their proportions to appease modern tastes, this platinum offering remains resolutely classical with a nice, wearable 38mm diameter. The 950 platinum case oozes luxury, and despite its slender profile, houses a complex world time complication. Impressively, the overall thickness is kept to a diminutive 8.95mm, allowing it to slip unobtrusively beneath a tailored shirt cuff. Meanwhile, platinum's density provides tactile heft, and the watchmaker's remarkable commitment to old-world techniques adds character. The case is hand-manufactured in La Chaux-de-Fonds and pays homage to the earliest Cottier-style Worldtimers, featuring sophisticated soldered lugs that merge classical teardrop shapes with sweeping corns, divache, cowhorn contours. These voluptuous lines are fluid in appearance. The mirror-polished surfaces of the platinum midcase also create a pleasing interplay of light that dances across the metal with every wrist movement. The case flanks are also punctuated by two elegantly knurled crowns, which promote symmetry. The one positioned at 3 o'clock commands the winding and time-setting duties, while the opposing crown at 9 o'clock is exclusively devoted to rotating the outer city ring. If you're still somewhat unfamiliar with the feature, the twin crown layout is the quintessential hallmark of a true vintage-inspired Worldtimer, offering a deeply engaging, tactile experience that you seldom get with push-button alternatives. The cartographic canvas in blue gold. While the heavy platinum case gives the watch a stunning, bright, silvery white frame, it's the dial where the watchmakers truly show off what they can do by hand. At the center sits a medallion made from the brand's unique 21-karat blue gold. To achieve that look, the alloy undergoes an intense kiln baking process inside the company's Geneva workshop. This extreme heat alters the metal, causing the gold to oxidize until it takes on a deeply rich, shifting oceanic blue hue. Because this incredible color results from a permanent structural change inside the metal itself, it will never fade, giving the watch a brilliant, eternal radiance. This precious blue canvas is decorated with Anderson Genève's historic wave-like tapisserie guilloche pattern, achieved using an authentic rose engine lathe. These geometric waves manipulate ambient light to cleverly mimic the rolling, kinetic swells of the world's oceans. Then, spanning across this intricate seascape, is a magnificent cartographic display. The continental landmasses are deliberately hollowed out of the blue gold, then filled with a liquid white gold lacquer. This multi-stage process yields a striking, high-contrast visual treat for the eyes. The brilliant white continents appear to float ethereally above the textured blue depths, while an intricate world-time apparatus sits at the center. The outer city ring uses a bespoke font tailored specifically for this collection to ensure clarity and legibility. Nestled inside this ring lies the 24-hour track, using a two-tone layout that separates day and night with embossed numerals for the night hours and recessed numerals for the day. This subtle yet brilliant detail ensures intuitive readability at a glance. The vintage engine within. As I mentioned earlier, the mechanical philosophy underpinning the Communication 45 Platinum is firmly rooted in preserving the romanticism of mid-century horology. Turning the watch over reveals a broad sapphire exhibition case back that offers an unobstructed view of a lovingly restored vintage A. Schild automatic base caliber. Integrating vintage abaches is a cherished tradition in independent watchmaking, creating a tangible, mechanical bridge to traditional Swiss watch production. However, rather than inserting a new old stock movement and calling it a day, Anderson Genève took the base caliber, dismantled it, scrutinized it, and refinished it by hand. The bridges appear to be adorned with a delicate frosted surface that contrasts against the chamfered and polished bevels, while the screws have been polished to a flawless black mirror finish. Even more impressive, the historic engine is paired with the brand's own ultra-thin, in-house world-time module, which Svend Andersen originally conceived in the 1980s. It measures a scant 0.9 min thickness, yet enables the complex, dual-crown world-time function to operate so smoothly inside the watch's elegant 8.95 mm overall profile. Crowning the movement is a beautiful bespoke automatic rotor that perfectly mirrors the design language of the magnificent dial. Crafted from the same 21CT blue gold, the rotor features an identical hand guilloche tapisserie wave pattern, rendered in striking blue. It's a lovely cohesive touch, ensuring the reverse of the timepiece is every bit as captivating and special as the front. For the true connoisseur, it invites endless hours of loop-assisted admiration. The movement beats at 21,600 vibrations per hour and delivers a respectable 40 hours of autonomous operation. Concluding thoughts. The idea of exclusivity gets thrown around a lot in the modern luxury watch world. However, the Anderson Genève Communication 45 Platinum genuinely captures what true horological rarity is all about, since production is strictly capped at just 45 pieces worldwide. In a clever nod to the geographical spirit of the Worldtimer complication, Anderson Genève has split this limited run into three distinct series of 15 pieces. Each 15-piece batch features a custom dial map dedicated to a different global region, one series for Europe, one for Asia, and one for the Americas. The reason for the regional split is to give collectors from all around the world a deeply personal connection to the watch, allowing them to secure a piece that prominently showcases the continent that means the most to them. Held comfortably to the wrist by a supple, dark blue suede strap, it seems every ounce of the Communication 45 Platinum's design has been carefully considered. More importantly, it speaks softly of a bygone era of Swiss watchmaking, when understated elegance and handcrafted artistry defined luxury. For decades, Svend Andersen has remained a firm favorite when it comes to independent watchmaking. Like so many of the brand's designs, the Communication 45 Platinum is far more than just a celebratory anniversary piece. It's a culmination of mechanical and artistic perfection. For the lucky 45 collectors who manage to bring one of these masterpieces home, it offers an incredibly rare chance to own a tangible piece of independent horology in travel form, brought to life in a modern mix of materials. Read more like this. Hong Kong, Watchworld's other hub. League of Severe Decorative Style, thanks to the preserved gold part of the 7750.